Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Economics Evolving, A History of Economic Thought is a scholarly history of economics by Agnar Sandmo, published by Princeton University Press. Rather than presenting economics as a fixed body of doctrine, the book traces how major ideas developed over time, how schools of thought responded to one another, and how economic theory became tied to questions of policy and society. Sandmo was a distinguished economist known for public economics, uncertainty, and environmental economics, and that background shapes the book's perspective. The result is not a neutral catalog of names and dates, but an intellectually engaged survey that connects classical political economy, marginalism, welfare economics, game theory, and modern public choice to the broader evolution of the discipline. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand economics as a living intellectual tradition, shaped by controversy, methodological change, and practical concern for how societies allocate resources and design institutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economics as an evolving discipline rather than a finished system. Sandmo's central premise is that economics should be understood as a changing conversation, not a settled canon of eternal truths. The book follows the discipline from classical political economy into later formal and mathematical approaches, showing how each stage answered problems raised by earlier work. This historical method matters because it reveals why certain concepts became dominant, why others faded, and how new analytical tools altered the questions economists could ask. Instead of treating theory as detached from history, Sandmo shows that economic ideas are shaped by their intellectual and institutional context. That approach helps readers see continuity and rupture at the same time long-running concerns, such as value, distribution, and welfare, remain important. But the language used to address them changes substantially across periods. The book's strength lies in making this evolution understandable without flattening it into a simple progress story. Secondly, classical foundations and the shift from moral philosophy to economic analysis. A major strand of the book is the development of economics out of classical political economy. Sandmo revisits foundational thinkers and the problems they tried to solve, including growth, value, division of labor, trade, and income distribution. This section is important because it shows that early economics was never only about markets in the narrow sense. It was also about social order, institutions, and the moral implications of economic life. Sandmo pays attention to how classical thinkers framed scarcity and coordination before the discipline became highly formalized. By doing so, he helps readers understand why later economists inherited so many unresolved questions. The transition from broad social inquiry to technical analysis is one of the book's key historical themes. Sandmo does not present that transition as a loss, but he does show that formal economics narrowed the field of vision in ways that had consequences for what counted as a legitimate economic question. Thirdly, marginalism, equilibrium, and the rise of formal economic reasoning. The book gives substantial attention to the late 19th and early 20th century transformation associated with marginal analysis and equilibrium theory. This period matters because it marks the point at which economics became increasingly mathematical and focused on optimization, choice, and systematic interdependence among markets. Sandmo explains how this formalization allowed economists to model prices, allocation, and individual behavior with greater precision, but also how it changed the discipline's style of reasoning. Economics became more abstract and internally coherent, yet sometimes less directly connected to the institutional and historical detail emphasized by earlier writers. The book is attentive to that trade-off. It shows why equilibrium analysis became so influential, while also making clear that equilibrium was never the only possible way to understand economic life. By situating formal theory historically, Sandmo avoids treating mathematics as self-justifying and instead presents it as one response to long-standing analytical problems. Fourthly, public economics, welfare, and the role of the state in modern economic thought. Sandmo's own expertise in public economics gives the book particular depth when it turns to welfare economics, taxation, externalities, and public policy. This is one of the clearest examples of his interest in economics as applied theory. The historical account shows how economists came to think systematically about market failure, redistribution, social choice, and the justification for government intervention. Rather than assuming that markets automatically solve collective problems, Sandmo traces the intellectual arguments that made room for public action. That includes the emergence of welfare criteria and the attempt to evaluate policies in terms of efficiency and equity. He is especially attentive to the fact that economic analysis often enters public debate through these issues, where theoretical assumptions have immediate consequences. The book therefore links history of thought to real policy questions, showing readers why debates over taxation, regulation, and social welfare remain central to economics as a discipline. Lastly, 20th century diversification game theory, public choice, and the broadened scope of economics. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of 20th century diversification, when economics expanded beyond standard market analysis into new domains. Sanmo discusses figures and traditions connected with game theory, public choice, human capital, and the economic analysis of institutions and behavior. This matters because it shows how the discipline repeatedly stretched its methods to address strategic interaction, political decision-making, and non-market forms of rational choice. The book also reflects Sanmo's interest in economists who combined theory with wider social concerns, including scholars from the Scandinavian tradition and others whose work influenced the discipline in distinctive ways. By including these developments, Sanmo presents modern economics as plural rather than monolithic. The result is a history that recognizes both the power of formal theory and the need to understand its limits. Readers gain a clearer sense of how contemporary economics became a toolkit for analyzing not just prices and markets, but also bargaining, institutions, incentives, and policy design. In conclusion, Economics Evolving is best suited for students of economics, historians of economic thought, and readers who want a serious but readable account of how the discipline came to look the way it does today. Its value lies in combining historical breadth with analytical discipline. Sanmo does not simply list major economists, but explains why their ideas mattered, what problems they addressed, and how later thinkers modified or rejected them. Compared with many survey histories, this book stands out for its balance between technical understanding and policy relevance. It is informed by an economist who knew the discipline from the inside, which gives the discussion of public economics, welfare, and modern formal theory unusual credibility. Readers looking for a compact introduction to the evolution of economic reasoning will find it especially useful, while more advanced readers will appreciate its careful connections between theory, method, and real-world economic debate. It is a strong choice for anyone who wants economics history with intellectual seriousness rather than a simplified chronology. If you would like to support Agnar Sanmo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.